Poverty, lack of inclusion for all residents, and fear among immigrants are some of the major concerns reported by mayors across party lines in cities across the country. That according to a new survey called the Menino Survey of Mayors. The late Boston Mayor Thomas Menino started it when he began teaching at Boston University a few years ago. Later this morning, a briefing on the new results will be held in New York City. And joining us this morning from New York is one of the presenters, Graham Wilson, the director of the Boston University Initiative on Cities. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
It's my pleasure, Bob.
Before we get to the results, let me ask you to tell us about the Menino Survey of Mayors. Why did Tom Menino get this project started?
Well, the Menino Survey of Mayors is the only scientific survey of mayors of major cities in the United States. And Tom Menino felt that the survey would help articulate the needs, priorities, and concerns of our cities. And that's something, of course, that is vitally important today.
All right, now the findings of this year's report. Poverty, as we said at the top, a major issue.
Yes, that is one of the changes that we've seen over the last few years, the emergence of poverty as a central concern in the answers to the questions that we ask about major concerns of mayors.
What do you think's driving that?
I think some of the same factors that emerged during the presidential campaign, a feeling of concern, of worry that there are groups in our society that are being left behind. And I think that mayors are inclusive leaders who really want to bring their communities together as much as possible.
Also, a lack of inclusion for residents is highlighted in the survey. What's that mean? What's the concern?
The concern is that there are important groups in our society. We've talked about poverty, racial minorities, particularly African Americans, and also demographics such as young people, where mayors feel there is a lack of connection between those groups and government, a lack of trust and a lack of confidence. And I think that worries mayors a lot because they see this not only important to their job to include people, but they believe that inclusion is one of the things that helps make cities centers of innovation and economic growth.
All right, let's talk about immigrants. Cities, of course, many of them have high immigrant populations, many undocumented. Is there heightened concern on this issue, given the rhetoric of this year's presidential campaign?
Well, our survey took place before the election was actually held, but in the answers to our questions, mayors expressed a great deal of alarm about the rhetoric that was emerging in the presidential campaign and some of the tone that was being set. And I should say that the mayors that we interviewed included Republicans as well as Democrats, and one of the interesting things in the survey was how the Republican mayors and the Democratic mayors shared these concerns. This was not a party split.
Do mayors seem optimistic to you or pessimistic to you, either in the results of the survey or anecdotally in your conversations around the country, that they're going to be successful or not in tackling these issues in the years ahead?
I think that mayors are by nature optimistic, and I think they believe that they will tackle these issues. I think that there is a great deal of concern amongst mayors about the change in our politics, the change in the administration. And this is not just a party issue, but I think that they felt they had a real friend in the current administration in D.C., and I think that they are concerned to try to make sure that that relationship continues in the future.
Graham Wilson, the director of the Boston University Initiative on Cities, thanks very much for speaking with us this morning about the new Menino Survey of Mayors across the country.
Thanks so much, Bob. Good talking with you.